Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Hey, thanks for listening to this Joy podcast. If you like what we do and you listen to our podcast on a regular basis, it's time to put your money where your ears are. It's Radiothon. Go to joy.org.au, become a member, or donate, and keep us out loud and proud so we can make more of the stuff you like.
This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS us on 0427JOY949, email on air at joy.org.au, or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
The Herald Sun has the Coming Back Out Ball in their sights. After the City of Melbourne approved a $75,000 grant for the night, celebrating gay elders and honouring the sacrifice they have made to give us the equality we have today. Sitting Councillor Beverly Pinder was cited in an article written by John Masinauskas, saying, "I don't know how many times you come out. Do you come out once or several times every year? I'm confused about that." With Pinder stating, "With so many other priorities, including childcare and homelessness, I feel that $75,000 for a ball is not good use of ratepayers' money, even though the event was supported by the City of Melbourne." So what is the Coming Back Out Ball, and why is it so important? Now on The Informer, we speak with one of the organisers after last year's Coming Back Out Ball, as well as Catherine Barrett, about the importance of not only supporting and listening to our LGBTI elders, but giving them a space to live their lives as who they are, a luxury that wasn't afforded to many of them.
I think we had the party of the century, quite frankly.
I think you did as well. What was the inspiration behind doing an event like this?
I wanted to create an event that really respected and honoured LGBTI elders and create a celebration for that. Using party as politic, we wanted to actually take over one of the largest civic spaces as a way of honouring people's lived experience. But also the trials and tribulations of the sort of current political time at the moment meant that it was actually quite a powerful experience of coming together as a community and honouring our elders and really using the event as a celebration and a thank you for the work that they've done.
And they have done so much work, haven't they? Because they've created the space that allows us to have the queer world that we have now.
That's correct. And that was what was mentioned in my speech as well. It was through their activism and hard work that I was able to wear high heels, although I am regretting the fact that I did that today.
They were very high.
They're a little bit too high, let's be honest. But thank you, elders, for letting me do that for one night only. But I think also what was really special from that night was that we had 500, over 500 people there, and the elders that had come were from around Victoria, but also interstate as well. We had people travelling from Perth and Brisbane to be there at the event, but each person's lived experience was very, very different.
Yeah.
And we have our pioneers who have really been at the front line, fighting for our rights and privileges. But there are also a lot of people who had literally just, were only just coming into their true sexual, gendered or cultural identity. So the closeting of our community is still happening on different ages throughout people's lives. And I think what was really important was to acknowledge that this is still happening for parts of our community, and the elderly are only just, I suppose, getting through or being able to feel safe about some of the historical discrimination they felt, and also makes a lot of sense for the reasons why some of these people have closeted their identities for so long.
Mm. Here's hoping it's not the last time we have the Coming Back Out Ball. It was amazing, 500 people filling the Melbourne Town Hall. It was just beautiful and a spectacular celebration, so he's hoping there's going to be another one next year.
Yeah, thanks so much for being there and all of your support. It's really greatly appreciated.
Older people are generally speaking more isolated than younger people. We know that from the data. But older LGBTI people are also more likely to have lost family and friends, their biological family and friends, and never to have married and had kids. We know that from the stats as well too. Mm. So if you've lost, if you don't have your family of origin because you came out or transitioned and they ditched you, and your partner's died, then you're more likely to be on your own. So that's why, you know, programs like Switchboard are incredibly important. These other projects that are around building capacity and engaging people.
I guess a lot of us feel, or our understanding of, you know, aged care spaces and everything is it really is just this place where people get shut away, where they don't get to be a part of, you know, what's going on in the world around them. And for LGBTIQ people whose lived experiences is very different to the pathway that is set out in the heteronormative world we have, we've heard a lot about it, especially in the past year, because in the lead up to a lot of the events that have been going on about LGBTI people having to go back into the closet, just for their mental health and for their comfort and safety. And it really does, it's a terrifying thought that that's the space that's gone to them, because they've lived these full lives. Well, but not all of them have at times. Like, some of them have had to, this is the older spectrum of their life is when they're coming out.
I think one of the other things that's happening as part of this too is the very act of listening to our LGBTI elders is incredibly important, because they've been, you know, for many of them, they've had to hide their difference in order to be safe historically. Mm. And as older people, they have been terribly invisible. And so the act of engaging in LGBTI communities, engaging with elders, is about recognising that they're here,
yeah.
And actually elders in the true sense of the word, that we want to hear your story, we want to learn from you, and that's very respectful.
It actually changed my perspective of who my elders are. There's the space that we have where we're constantly seeing the same faces, the people that are coexisting within the patterns that I live and the patterns that exist within my queer world. And that's, I think, what was so wonderful about an event like that, where it was something completely separate. And it was for them and for everyone to experience and hear from them, but it was something that was so crafted for them. And it really opened my eyes to who my elders are and how many more of them there are, and actually how many of them I was interacting with and didn't even realise.
And the most extraordinarily diverse people. My jaw kept dropping. I turned around and see people who had just totally done up and gone the full hog, and people in furs and big hats and corsets, and, you know, people in corsets in their 70s. And yeah. It was just like, wow.
It was absolutely fantastic.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me?
Recommitting funding to honouring our LGBTI elders after the success of last year's event is a wonderful thing. That was Dean Arcuri speaking with Tristan Meacham from the Coming Back Out Ball and Catherine Barrett discussing why it's so important to honour and celebrate our LGBTIQ elders who paved the way for the equality we have today.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.